Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, the weekend it is. Welcome aboard. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Wet and Forget. You can use Wet and Forget on all your exterior surfaces this fall. Don't scrub it. Simply wet it and forget it. You can visit wetandforget.com, and I'll tell you what, we talk about that a lot, and the fall time is an excellent time to get rid of those black streaks on your roof, mildew and mold and gunk on your pavers, sidewalks, driveway. So we thank them for sponsoring this hour of At Home with Gary Sullivan. Well, another weekend, getting a few things done, a busy day we will have. First of all, we'll be telling you about the big odor exit sale. They're having their fall sale. And we'll chat with Deb around about an hour and a half. But in the meantime, lots of things to talk about when it comes to inside and outside of your home. We want to cover interior painting, and probably for one last time I would like to do another quick education on decking. I got multiple questions this week, and with the weather being the way it is in a good part of the country, just perfect temperature in a lot of places right now to get that deck done. And the most elementary question I get is, what do I use? What do I use on that deck? What's going to last the longest? And it really comes down to, what do you want it to look like? Because there's, you go into the paint store, you go into the big box store, you got to admit, there's a little bit of confusion. The average big box store probably carries 6-7 different types of deck sealers. Well, which one should you get? Well, really start and ask yourself, what do you want it to look like? Or ask yourself, what's the longest wearing one? So there's two basic ones. There's the solid color stain and a semi-transparent stain. Semi-transparent stain, you can see the wood grain. Solid color stain looks more like a paint, and it'll hide the wood grain. The solid color stain, properly applied, will last longer than a semi-transparent. And I'll tell you why in a minute. So the solid color stain will exceed the life of a semi-transparent. But cosmetically, a lot of people go like, well, I don't want to have my deck look like it's painted. I want it to look like the hardwood floor. I want it to be stained. Well, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. There's, most decks are like that. But you got to remember, depending on the facing, to the south, to the west, even a really good quality deck stain facing southwest is probably going to last you 3 years. Now, if it's in the shade facing the north, 5 years. But that's the difference. And the darker the semi-transparent is, the longer it will last. So for the folks, I want to say, I want it to look natural. I want it to look clear. I want it, that's what I want it to look like. Just like the wood, like it looks right now. Well, that's fine. That's going to last you about a year. If you're really lucky with a north facing, maybe 2 years. So, again, semi-transparent can make it look like a wood floor. The darker the color, the better. Probably maximum life. 3 years in a sunny location with a really good quality sealer. 5 years to the north. Really sunny, inexpensive, semi-transparent. A year or two. So keep that in mind. The solid color stains last a little longer. And we can talk about application because that is the key. You know, people always want to know, I just built this deck. When can I put it on? Do the water test. Dollop of water's got to soak into that wood in like 30 seconds. Otherwise, don't seal it. If you're going to build a deck this fall and you want to get it protected right away, get kiln-dried, pressure-treated wood for sure. Well, let's kick things off with your calls. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. Dave, welcome.
Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
It's kind of right up the alley here that you're talking about, but it relates to a cedar fence.
Okay.
We do want to keep the color of the cedar, but I hear you saying that the semi-transparent doesn't last long. And I remember the old days when what we had was Thompson's Water Seal, which I think everybody realizes doesn't last that long. But is there anything good that you can use on a vertical surface like that?
Sure, sure. So there's all, and again, kind of that little dissertation about how long it lasts kind of holds true, too, even with cedar fencing. You know, the lighter, the clear, less, the least amount of time. But there is one product out there that's very, very unique, Dave. And since you asked, you know, do you have anything that really lasts long? It's a product I recommended probably 10 years ago. And kind of quit recommending it because a lot of times it was just misused. It is a liquid solid. So it has no carrier. It's not water-based. It's not solvent-based. You can get it in clear. You can get it in cedar color. And it's about $100 a gallon. And this one will last about 7 years. It's unlike anything else out on the market. It's called one-time wood.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
How was that applied?
I'm sorry?
How is that applied?
Usually by roller. You can, yeah, just roller or a big brush. Some of those cedar fences, they've got Sureline as a manufacturer of brushes and gadgets. They've got one, literally, it's four cedar. It's got fibers that are, or bristles, I should say, about 2 inches long that you could dip it on. You're almost mopping it on. That's a really good way to apply the one-time wood. If you get into like the Defy wood stains that I was talking about, probably for the last 3 or 4 years, that's probably half the price. That's probably of your basic water-based / solvent-based sealers, probably one of the best there. It's probably $40-$45 a gallon. That can be actually applied by brush also. The inexpensive stuff, you know, $25-$30, not as much lifespan, but those can be applied with a tank sprayer.
Mm-hmm. And which ones would those be, just out of curiosity?
Like Super Deck, something mm-hmm. along those lines, which is a good one. I think the Bear deck sealer or Bear exterior stain, I think that can be applied by a tank sprayer, which, by the way, is a good sealer. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a good sealer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, think of all the, nooks and crannies of a lap fence like that. It's really tough to roller it. So spraying is probably the easiest thing to do.
I was talking about, that Sureline, it's about a 3x9 pad. And it's got bristles in it, and then it's got a little spacing, and it's just got one row of bristles to get it in between the boards, just so you know.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. it's a pretty handy little tool.
Yeah, I'm also looking to do my stringers on my stairs. I had a pair of stringers, brand new deck, lasted 5 years, and they rotted.
Really?
And that is just unbelievable. And I had to replace them, and now I'm looking, well, I got to put something on them. So.
Yep, you do.
Stuff just don't last like it used to. My original deck was 30 years old, and the structure's still great.
Was this pressure-treated wood you used on those stairs?
Yeah, it was. It was ground contact.
You're thinking ahead of me. That's what I was going to ask you, was because a lot of times people don't use the ground contact because it's not right on the ground, but you always got to choose ground contact in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just I think the big box stores just don't have quality lumber like used to be able to get.
Yeah, well, it's all about pricing, you know.
Yep. Hey, thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
All right, you bet. Thank you. One thing I'd like to just kind of throw out there, if you're building a deck and you're kind of vacillating between pressure-treated wood and composite wood, one thing you might consider is a kiln-dried pressure-treated wood. The one real big advantage of that is it's not wet. You could literally stain that right away, and that's a big advantage, especially if you're replacing boards because you could stain it right away. All right, taking your calls throughout the day today as we talk a little home improvement together. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Start a project and don't know how to finish it? Call Gary at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. Fall, of course, is the time we open up our windows to get some fresh air into our homes. Well, some of us may be a little too worried to do that because of pollen, smoke, and other irritants that can make our breathing difficult or nose itch and cause our eyes to water. Well, Odor Exit is two products that will remove those problems from your air. Magic and AQM will make your air smell fresh and clean without a pungent, overwhelming fragrance. Visit odorexit.com. That's odorexit.com. Dirty siding? Don't scrub it, wet and forget it. Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Wet and Forget works overtime with Mother Nature to eliminate unsightly black and green stains on the exterior of your home. With no scrubbing, power washing, or bleach, use Wet and Forget on all your exterior outdoor surfaces, including decks, siding, roofs, and patios. Wet and Forget's available in Concentrate or Extreme Reach Hose End. Purchase Wet and Forget in-store or online at Lowe's, Menards, or Walmart. So you want to transform that basement into a home office or rec room, but that air, it's not so great. You need controlled ventilation from the Easy Breathe ventilation system. I had an Easy Breathe system installed in my basement years ago, and that stagnant, musty odor, gone. So make this level usable and healthy, and best of all, installation only takes a few hours. Call 866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328, or go to easybreathe.com, the happy, healthy home people.
Hi, it's Gary Sullivan here. Are you tired of looking at your drab outdoor concrete surfaces? Well, cover your dull concrete and transform the look of your home in a weekend. You can use roller rock, a rollable stone coating from Deich Coatings. Roller Rock is a tough stone coating you can apply by using a roller and brush to dramatically improve the surface all around your home or business with a real stone finish that lasts. Roller Rock comes in 15 colors, so go and plan your next project at DeichCoatings.com.
Back at it we go, 20 minutes after the top of the hour, at home with Gary Sullivan, Adam Cam, Diane, if you can sit tight for a second, time for Ron Wilson, our yard boy. Mr. Wilson, how are you?
I'm greasing my garage door.
Yeah, well, you should. Hey, as I was telling you, your folks and your listeners. Your folks.
Oh.
Yeah. I was talking about, some of the things we have to do.
Yes.
This time of year. Preparing for extreme temperatures, either cold or hot. We're in nice weather now, but it's going to get cold. How about outside? Are there some key things that you want to make sure that you get done around the yard this time of year?
Take the faucet off the spigot. Oh, that's not
you
yet,
know what
it?
That now you're cheating. You're just cheating. I thought about bringing that up today.
Nah, too early for that.
Too early. Yeah. Don't even start.
Oh, you know, there's so many things going on right now. Fall's a great time for planting. We keep saying that. You know, if you should actually be redoing your landscape and planting trees and shrubs and all that now, so you don't do it in the springtime. So when spring gets here, you're going to sit back and enjoy spring and watch all your things come to life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we've got plenty of time. We got the rest of September, October, November. Mother Nature even lets us go into December. So, you know,
Lately,
we got plenty of time, but this is such a great time to get out and plant. And, of course, lawn care, especially cool season grasses, this is the time to take care of those. We're still mowing. You know, we're still edging beds. We're fluffing up that mulch. You know, if you've had problems with chickweed, henbit, some of those winter annuals that seem to pop up over the winter and then grow in your beds and bare areas in the lawn in the springtime, now's the time you put the pre-emergent herbicides down, which we think about doing that in the spring, but not in the fall. But now you put those down to stop those weed seeds from coming up this time of the year, because that's what they do. Temperatures start to drop down into the 55 to 68 degree range. That's where they like to germinate, those winter annuals. And they just kind of sit there real tight, Gary, little guys like little microgreens. And then they just wait for the couple warm days in the winter, man, late winter, and they start to pop and grow like crazy. So then we do that now. So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff we should be out there doing. Yeah. Spring flowering bulbs. Light up your yard next spring. Plant the bulbs, you know, September, October, November. So
you're seeing them get to the stores now. You said there was kind of a shortage on. They're a little slow getting there.
Well, we weren't even sure where they were. I mean, they couldn't even keep track of them. But, yeah, for the most part, as I look around all the garden centers now, they are in and ready to go. I like to buy them in September so you get a good selection and then plant them more in mid to late October and into November when the temperatures really start to cool down.
How do you store those? Do you put them in a paper bag or just leave them on the workbench?
You know, they usually come in a paper bag or a mesh bag anyway and keep them where they're cool. And I like to just put them in the cool and dark. And typically it winds up going in the garage. Mm-hmm. And typically about the second week of January, we're out there messing around and we find that bag of bulbs that we forgot to plant.
Yeah. You know, you were talking about
weeds. Wait a second. You were supposed to say, then what do I do?
Well, you plant them, right?
If you can get out and plant them, you still get out and plant them. You're exactly right.
Yeah, you go plant them.
Go plant them.
That's what you bought them for.
That's what I'm saying. Come on now.
Yeah, you're trying to trick me up.
Yep.
So you were talking about weeds before, and really the best way to prevent weeds, I think, at least that's what you taught me, is a thick lawn, and we can work on thickening that lawn up right now too, correct?
Exactly. September for cool season grasses, anywhere August 15th through the end of September is the ultimate 6 to 7 weeks of sowing grass seed for the fall, and that gives you plenty of time for it to get up, growing, hardened off before we get into the winter season. Can I plant cool season grasses, grass seed later in into October? You can, but every week that you get into October, the window keeps closing and closing and closing, and there's a good chance it may come up, but maybe it won't harden off and be tough enough to make it through the winter.
How long's it got to be up to be hard enough? A couple weeks?
You know, if you could, more than that. If you could get a couple good mowings on top of that, 2 to 3 mowings, that's even better. And by doing it by the end of September, that usually it'll come up within the fescues will come up within a 10-day, 2-week period, and then you're mowing it by mid October. So you're doing 1, 2, maybe 3 mowings by the time you get into mid-November. So, yeah, you want to get it up and mow it a couple times anyway before we get into the winter. But, you know, and if it's a mild winter, you make it. But if it's not, the grass may not make it.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. I told you I killed off some of that wild Bermuda grass or wild bent grass, whatever it was, in my yard. And, you know, it kills me to do it. You know, all of a sudden you got these big brown spots and – you know, I got the garden rake and raked that out and made sure I had good seed to ground contact. And I watered it, dampened it down every day. And that stuff was up in 7 to 10 days. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I could mow over it right now. I bet I could. I mean, it's starting to
soon as it reaches mowing height, you know, you don't want to wait. You want to get on it right away.
Okay.
So as soon as it starts to reach that mowing height, absolutely jump on it and start to mow.
And it's kind of interesting, too, a little tip, and you've given this tip many times, is once you kill that grass, it turns brown, and if you scratch the soil, it kind of works like straw. It kind of protects that seed if you can get that seed down. And I slowly see that brown grass just kind of going away as the new grass grows.
Exactly. So it becomes your mulch. And you don't want to use straw. If you can get by without using straw, the better off you are, because you've always got some weed wheat seeds in there.
Yeah.
So, take advantage of that. And, of course, that's why fall is such a great time for planting, because it's easier to keep good even moisture over those seeds as well. So
I even watered some landscaping the other day. Keep that moisture in there as it was really dry.
Well, did you just say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, it has been. Dry, you know, it's been a little bit dry. We need some good showers in our area, good soaking showers.
Right.
So,
right.
I one last thing, real quick.
Yeah.
Landscape beds, perennial beds that are already planted. If you want to add organic matter, and fall's a great time to do that, get a garden auger and go through and just start drilling holes in those beds away from the plants, but drilling holes in those beds down about 12 inches. Come back with a real fine compost or pine fines, fill up those, and now you've started to add organic matter to the beds without disturbing the plants. And guess what? You just pampered your worms.
I was going to ask that question.
You got it.
How do you pamper your worms? And you did. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You can learn more at ronwilsononline.com. We'll continue with your calls at 800-823-8255 at home with Gary Sullivan.
Weekends mean a never-ending list of things to do around your home. Get help at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Gutter Brush is the simple gutter guard I've used and recommended for years. It's easy. Just slide the 3-foot sections of gutter brush into your gutters and leave them there all year round to keep your gutters flowing. And right now they're having their big fall sale, 25% off and free shipping when you order direct at gutterbrush.com. The average cost for most homes is projected to be around $200-$300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433. Prevent clogged gutters, save 25% off, and visit gutterbrush.com.
When it comes to dealing with rust, the folks at Blaster are all over with guaranteed ways to get at it. The original PB Blaster is the number one penetrant for breaking free rusted parts. Then there's the PB penetrating lithium grease that stays put and penetrates the rust every time. So no matter the rusty project in front of you, you got Blaster products behind you. Available at your local home, hardware, or auto parts store, and always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
Well, as there begins to be a little chill in the air, let me tell you about White Lightning Optima. It's a premium hybrid sealant. It's great for the fall time of year or year-round application. Perfect around windows and doors. White Lightning Optima has superior all-weather resistance and flexibility. It's paintable and water-ready in 30 minutes. In fact, it can be applied down to 0 degrees. It's also great on the inside for crown molding. White Lightning Optima. It's available at your local Menards. Go in and pick it up today.
If some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding, you probably think that's a hazardous, messy job, but it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All, now available at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
Well, I'm glad it's the weekend. We can kind of get together, talk about our homes, do a little maintenance and repair together. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. Our number is 800-823-8255. Grab a line, talk about your home project. And Cam, welcome.
Hi, Gary. Thank
Hello.
You for all you offer. I always tell people about you and encourage them to use your service.
Well, thank
so
you.
Thank you very much. I am... I'm mainly calling about our concrete driveway, which we had done about a year ago in October. And I can't remember what I heard about sealing it the first time. I thought it was 1 month, and then I thought it was 1 year, and now it's been a year. So we never did seal it. We need to have it pressure washed and sealed. And we decided that since we're a little nervous about doing it properly, And, you know, we'd have to get all the equipment and everything, that we might as well hire someone to do it for us. Mm-hmm. So whatever you recommend on that. But the other thing is, I did write down last week what you had said to use for rust spots and stains, and I wanted to redo that. But the other thing I can't find is something I wrote down in the past that you had for repairing concrete that was cracked or broken. We have some areas that need to be fixed that are either little tiny pitted areas, maybe a quarter of an inch and about an eighth of an inch deep in one area, and we have one piece that broke off on the edge of the sidewalk they put in that is maybe an inch by a half an inch.
Well, let's start with the crack that you were saying. There are the little divots. They look about the size of a nickel or a quarter, little chips out of the concrete.
They're like, I don't know how it happened. It's in this one little area I noticed right on the edge of the smooth part of the driveway where they didn't make that swirly design on it, you know. And I just noticed it's like they're barely maybe a quarter of an inch deep at the most, maybe less, and about not much wider, maybe an inch or less, and very shallow and very narrow, and I have no clue how it happened, none.
Well, it's probably ice and snow and not being sealed, to be honest with you. It's called spalling.
Okay.
One thing you gotta be careful is when you make that patch probably is not going to match that concrete perfectly. So sometimes people will just let it be and they'll seal it. Some people will go ahead and patch it. There's a product, it's called Vinyl Concrete Patcher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a powder you mix with water, you let it sit for a couple of minutes and take a putty knife and you just go ahead and make those patches. And it'll do a fine job. It's got a bonding agent in it where it'll stick to the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you would use. You could possibly use that on the other side of the concrete. In fact, I would certainly try that before I'd try another product. Mm-hmm. You can apply this up to 3/8 of an inch thick. And again, it's got a bonding agent in it, so it will stick to it. But it's called Vinyl Concrete Patcher, and it's made by Quikrete.
Oh, Quikrete. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how can we find that? Is it in the stores?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's in pretty much every hardware store.
Okay, it's a concrete patcher.
Right. Mm-hmm. And as far as someone sealing it and washing the concrete, there's a company called Great American Soft Wash. They will clean the concrete, and they also do concrete sealing. So they'll use a breathable sealer, which will protect that driveway from spalling, which is what mm-hmm. I would assume you have. It's either mm-hmm. spalling from your car bringing, you know, rock salt in and ice and snow, and it drops on, and it's corrosive, or when they were putting that concrete in, they put too much water on top of it, and it became soft and popped off. It's one or the other. The ceiling.
Yeah, it's way over in the corner where it, I don't know how anything would have gotten into it, and it doesn't seem to be affecting other areas. I'm having to examine the whole driveway. Yeah. It's a pretty big area, but I just noticed it in one small area, and before it gets worse, I want to work on that.
Well, and again, patching it and or sealing it, I think you'll be well on your way.
Mm-hmm. And does it have to be dry, really dry?
It can be.
I would think you're working on it.
Well, for the vinyl concrete patcher, when that's applied, it could be damp. You wouldn't want any standing water, but it could be damp. Just no standing water, or in fact, if it's really hot, it's preferable to be damp. If it's weather like this, it doesn't necessarily have to be damp, but it's not going to hurt you if it is.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also that when you were talking about before, when there's a crack, you can't use concrete to fix a crack. There's a Is it another vinyl type of?
Well, how big is the crack? I mean, is it? Can you get your fingernail in?
I don't think we
there?
Have any cracks yet. I just want to put it down with all my notes for concrete.
There's one called crack seal. Crack seal is for cracks that are hairline cracks. So usually they're always hairline first, and then they get bigger because we haven't addressed it. So again, it's a Quikrete product, and it's called crack seal. It comes in a jug with a spout. You can just pour it into the crack. Real easy to use. All right. Thank you much for the call, Cam. I appreciate it. We'll go to Adam. Adam, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am wonderful. And you?
Good, good. Hey, just a quick question. I just want to confirm the process. My son just bought a new home, and there's animal stain on the hardwood floors. So we were going to rent an orbital sander, starting at about 36 grit, working our way to about 100, you know, smoothing that that finish down. But then putting odor exit, spraying odor exit throughout the hardwood floor, and just letting that eat up the urine and animal smell. Is that correct?
The odor exit product you'd want to use is called Odor Exit Eliminator. And you would put a you'd put it directly on where the odor's originating. They also have a little black light, Adam, where you can shine it and urine will actually glow. So that's a really cool tool to have, just, you know, keep it from missing. Now, are you going to refinish these floors? Is that why you're sanding them?
So we're uncertain about that. Right now, I think he's probably just going to put the luxury vinyl planking in. I figured sanding would be the first step to, you know, getting underneath that sealed floor and allowing that odor exit to penetrate.
Well, in theory, that sounds good. But think about it this way. That urine got in there without any sanding. And it probably got between the boards, okay? So I don't know if that's really necessary. I think I would use a, you know, a generous amount of that odor exit eliminator. It's a concentrate, so you mix it with water. And I think it's like 4 ounces to a gallon. You can put it in a tank sprayer and just really wet it down. And I think that would take care of it. I don't even think you're going to need to sand. It found its way around that sealer to begin with.
Right. You know, last question before I let you go. When putting that odor exit on, will that eliminate the stain? Or will that just, that stain will be there, it's discolored, but the odor is gone?
The odor will be gone, the stain will stay.
Perfect. So as long as we know that, then we're in good shape.
Yeah, for staining, obviously you start with the sanding, and if that doesn't work, bleaching that out with either a peroxide or an oxalic acid. And in some cases, you can't get that stain out. But those would be the steps, sand, peroxide, replace boards if you have to.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Gary.
You're quite welcome.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. All right, our phone number, if you'd like to jump on board as we talk a little home improvement, it's 800-823-8255. Diane, you'll be up first, then Joe, and if you'd like to grab a line, do so. Working our way through another weekend, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, our friends at Awesome are working hard to make your cleaning jobs easier. Awesome works to remove gunk and goo caused by biofilm buildup in jetted bathtubs, spas, swimming pools, washing machines, garbage disposals, and shower drains. Black flakes, bad odors, and slow drains are history when the power of Awesome is unleashed. Awesome is non-corrosive, septic-safe, and works fast. I've been using Awesome in my home with great results for years. Proudly made in the USA. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. AHHSOME.com.
I can't emphasize enough the need to have a backup sump pump to prevent flooding, especially if you have a finished basement. Now, I really like Zoller's new 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. It takes over when the primary sump system fails. The Flex is given its name for the rotatable elbow that allows for either vertical or horizontal installation. No electricity or batteries protect your home from flooding. Ask your plumber to install the Zoller 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. For more info, visit ZollerPumps.com.
DecorativeCealingTiles.net is a beautiful way to cover up existing damaged or boring ceilings or walls, or to truly enhance the look of your home. They have everything from decorative ceiling tiles to wall panels to faux wood beams, faux stone and brick, and so much more. Not only do they pride themselves on their excellent products, but you'll also find they have excellent customer service, second to none. Plain to beautiful in just hours. That's DecorativeCealingTiles.net. And for a limited time, use code Gary for 10% off.
Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup, where first-year service technicians without prior experience earn great pay with excellent benefits. Roto-Rooter will train you on the job, and as you gain skills, you'll make even more money. Now, these are good family-supporting jobs that don't require a college degree or the student loan debt that comes with it. Learn more about high-paying, life-changing jobs in the plumbing trade at rotorooter.com/careers.
Well, one thing's for sure, I'd say let's get back to work. You're at home with Gary Sullivan, and we're talking about your home. It's 800-823-8255. If you'd like to chat about your project, please do. Diane, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
So here's my issue. I'm losing sleep over this. About 3 years ago, I was given a houseplant. I had it on my kitchen counter. I watered it. It's not one that drains. About 3 months ago, I'm always walking around with wet bounties and polishing the wiping the granite. So I looked, and it was all pinkish. So I thought my husband spilled some powdered jello on there. Long story short, it must have been that pink bacteria, that serratia. And as I start scrubbing things down, even on the side of the stainless steel sink, on the faux wood top of the table, I even had some pink in the dust about 20 feet away in my bookshelves. I got rid of the plant. I read that you could use 70% alcohol on granite. I did that, and for a couple of weeks, everything was good, and then it started coming back. We had warm weather the other day, and literally overnight, because I wiped these counters every night looking for it, I wiped it last night, and it was all coming back. And I don't know how to get rid of this, and I feel 100% sure that's what it is.
So you think it's like a mold growing on the granite due to moisture?
I think it's what people think is a pink mold, but it's pink bacteria. It's airborne. That's why I found it in the dust 20 feet away from the kitchen. It's the typical thing I think that people see in a ring in a toilet.
So I would say a disinfectant would take care of that, correct?
That is correct. What kills it for sure is bleach. Of course, you can't use bleach on your granite countertops. Now, I called two granite fabricators to see if they were in agreement, and they said, well, I don't know if this kills bacteria, but it's awfully strong, and they said acetone. And the fellow I talked to in downtown Cleveland yesterday, he said, yeah, whenever we cut all our granite pieces, everything is wiped down good with acetone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can use it. Another thing that I just looked Googling last night was ethanol. And I don't know if you use it on granite. I think it was ethanol as a form of alcohol . I think. And I know that alcohol is safe for granite. But I don't know how to get rid of this thing. It's airborne
Well, here's my thoughts. There are some tremendous disinfectants that are hospital grade that kills viruses and bacteria. One of the ones that I've talked about in the past, there's actually a couple of them I've talked about. They're both wonderful products. One is the one made by Jaws. It's J-A-W-S. Their website is jawscleans.com. They make a disinfectant, and it is hospital grade. It's certified hospital grade. Certainly, that would clean and kill what you have growing on that countertop. Then there is also a, that same company makes a granite cleaner. I don't know if that's really going to be necessary. I think your disinfectant can be used on any hard surface, including granite. I think that will take care of your issue, you know, with that bacteria. And then there is a website. It's Granite Gold. In fact, we just had the owner of Granite Gold on a couple weeks ago when we were at the Do It Best show. They have a granite sealer. And a lot of people don't realize that granite, even though it's super, super hard, depending on the color, there's different porosity levels of granite. And they have a sealer that you can't overseal. They have granite sealer wipes. They have a granite sealer spray. And I would get that sealed. And then
I have it sealed. I do that once a year. In fact, it's, I mean, even if when I go to seal it, it doesn't even absorb because it just kind of stays cooled on top of it.
Good, good.
But I just,
so I think if it's just a, it's just a surface, I would get that Jaws disinfectant and stay on top of it. Obviously, if it's falling or mutating on top of surfaces, that increases the spores in the air. So it's a matter of getting them, you know, eradicated on surfaces so it can't keep duplicating itself.
Have you ever heard of the Serratia?
I've heard of it, but I don't know a whole lot about it. I usually seem to deal with molds all the time.
Yeah, people call it pink mold. It's just so typical that you'll see it in a toilet ring in the summer.
Right,
when
right.
It's, when
you
warm.
Said that, I went, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, well, I just don't know what else could be. Obviously, I got rid of the plant, and it was good for a long time. We
right.
had some really warm weather here the other day. I do have an air cleaner that's got an UV and an ion filter on it, and I was running it. So I didn't run it. We had this warm day, and I'm talking literally overnight when I wiped, and it's our sink is in the corner. It's like on an angle. So there's this like triangular shape behind the faucet and that. And that seems to be where it's the strongest. Mm-hmm. And no, there is no water. There's nothing. It seems to start from there. The farther you get away from the sink, the better it is. But when I saw it in the dust in the bookcases 20 feet away, at that point, I didn't realize that that could have been growing for, you know, months before
right.
I realized that the issue must have been from the soil.
Okay, well,
let me give you
another thing you can use. In fact, we'll have this person on as a guest at the bottom of the next hour. It's Odor
okay.
Exit. It's ODORXIT. And they have a product called MOMS, MOMS. And that will kill the airborne bacteria. So if we get our disinfectant on the surfaces, we get the MOMS in the air, that may be looking at eradicating the entire problem. You know,
okay.
And again, if you're using that, air filter and air cleanser, the one thing you want to do, make sure you're not opening up the windows too, because it could be coming in from outside for sure. So, again, JawsCleans.com, disinfectant, the Odor Exit MOMS. You can check and that again. That we'll talk to Deb when she gets on board. But that'll take care of the airborne bacteria, because she was on the right track, talking about getting to the source. She sees where it's growing. But even when we're talking, and I'll go back to the mold issue. you know, it's we always see kind of the aftermath, right? We see what it caused and not really what's causing it. So if we can address both, then we're way ahead of the game. And I don't know whether it's from the soil in that plant. I'd have to check with my buddy Ron Wilson, I guess. All right, if you'd like to join us as we work our way through different issues around our home, of course, our phone number is 800-823-8255. Always talking about some of my favorite products, and one of them is the sump pump. If you don't have, going into this time of year, if you don't have a backup sump pump, you're really asking for trouble, and I'm really impressed with the Zoller Pump Company. They have Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. See, the Fit comes equipped with Z-Control, which allows you to test and monitor the backup remotely from your phone or your tablet. It really gives you real-time peace of mind and protect your home. There's nothing worse than when they have a sump pump failure and you don't have a backup. Zoller Aquanaut Fit 508. More information at zollerpumps.com. Your call's next. When we come back, we got Joe and Cam and Sally and Nick and you. 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Don't have a list of things to do around the house? Gary will find something for you at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.